morning time, new dawn, new day, new start. Start your day afresh with the word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Dunsin Hay Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, inspired, encouraged, refreshed, replenished, reloaded, and be prepared as you plunge into your new day. God bless you.
Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Maker, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. Thank you for all the blessings and benefits attached to life. Blessed be your name, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we come just as we are, confessing every of our sins and iniquities before you. Having nothing to hide, we ask you, Lord, please have mercy upon us and forgive us all in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus, the blood of atonement, atone for us, and let the efficacy of the blood cleanse our spirit, soul, and body, and make us whole from all forms of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of our sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit Divine, on a day like this, we place demand upon grace and capacity to please you in all we are to do today. Therefore, Lord, we ask that you lead us, guide us, direct our path as we step out this very day in the name of Jesus. Keep us all far away from all forms of evils and temptations this day. Every of our undertakings we commit to your able care. Please bless and prosper those that are not against your will for us in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Good morning once again. Kindly join me as I open my Bible to the book of 2 Kings, chapter number 2, and I will be reading from verse number 19 through to 22. 2 Kings, chapter number 2, and from verse number 19 through to 22. God bless you as you follow the readings, and I read from the King James Version this morning. And the men of the city said unto Elisha, "Behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my Lord saith, but the water is not, and the ground barren." And he said, "Bring me a new cruse, and put salt therein." And they brought it to him. And he went forth unto the spring of the waters, and cast the salt in there, and said, "Thus says the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land." So the waters were healed unto this day, according to the saying of Elisha, which he spake. Hallelujah. Amen. By God's special grace, this is episode 5 on the curses. The curses, episode 5. Yesterday, I spoke concerning types of curses. I mentioned few. I told you the list is long. So I talked about hidden curses and, unconscious curses, divine curses, self-inflicted, and so on and so forth. The one I didn't, mentioned yesterday was religion curses, desert or forest curses, witchcraft curses, familiar spirit curses, wilderness curses, and so on and so forth. That is not where I am going again this morning. We will only be, mention few out of it. We cannot exhaust the whole list. And this morning, by God's special grace, I actually want to talk on dimensions of curses. So, dimensions of curses. What do I mean by this? What I'm actually saying is that, you know, a curse can be issued to, you know, to several extent. Yeah. Curses can be issued to several extents. You see, for several reasons and purposes. That is it. That's exactly what I am talking about this morning. When you see this place that my choice of this very passage this morning, is as a result, it actually mentions some specific things that normally happen here. You see, this city that we are talking about here was the city of Jericho, the same city that Joshua cursed from the text we read yesterday in Joshua chapter number 6. From that very text that we read yesterday, we saw that Joshua cursed that city after he conquered that very city while they were coming from the land of Egypt to their promised land. After they overcame the land, he placed a curse. The Bible says, and Joshua adjured them. That was where we read yesterday. And the several years after, hundreds of years, just between 300 to 500 years before what, you know, we are reading about this morning happened again in between the two incidents, Joshua Lincoln and the prophet of double portion, prophet Elisha, revoking the curse here. So he mentioned barrenness, he mentioned death. They said this city, if you see the way it was from the beginning, is a very blossom city. But look at what is happening now. So curses can be mentioned to some extent for some reasons and for some specific purposes. I will just read through them, a few of them this morning, that there are dimensions which curse can be issued. They can say, there is a curse of, you know, poverty. There is curse for, you know, marital failure. Curse for, you know, curse of hatred and rejection. You see people being, you know, hated for no just cause at all. No just cause. They will just hate. You see, when you find 4, 5, 6 people in a place and you come in instantly, about three, four, or five of them, maybe only one is indifferent. Not that he loves you, but he doesn't just want to talk. When you find like 3, 4, 5 people, you know, not liking you or just you hate you for no reason and speaking against you instantly, it is not normal. Most especially when there are people you have never, you know, meet before, nor do anything with them. You have never wronged them before. It's as a result of what we are talking about this morning. There is a curse of, you know, promise and fail. That no matter how sure the promise is, when it gets to their own turn, they will fail. What of insanity and or madness? That's from family. See, I've seen a family here. I was even told a story that, oh, this was how his mother did. So there are some partial insanity in that very family. The uncle of the person was the one telling me the details of their family. Can you see something? So there is what I call vagabond curse, like the one that was upon Cain. He became a fugitive, walking all around the surface of the earth. So that is what I call curse of non-achievement. There is no lay hand on. Let them do as many as possible, a business that as possible. Let them lay their hands on. If it's prospering for everyone and prosper, you know, it's prospering in everyone's hand. But by the time they get there, they will meet their own Waterloo. they will not prosper. They will not succeed. Curse of non-achievement. That is one I call curse of from grace to grass. The curse will not affect them not to strive in life. They will strive and raise, you know, they will rise higher in their spheres of life, in their choice of, you know, professions. They will strive and make it to the top. But as high as they are, so also they will crash, even in their own lifestyle like this, their lifetime, their lifespan. And they will become nothing. They become nonentity. And they will be, you know, telling stories. When I was still this, when I was still that. It might be as a result of a curse. What about, you know, untimely death? We've seen families whereby they don't grow to reach the age of 50. After 45, anything mysterious death will be happening from year and year. Before you know it, sometimes it's on male children. Some other settings, it can be on ladies. What about chronic and terminal diseases and sicknesses? The kind of sicknesses that we defy all forms of medications, that no, they won't be able to diagnose and know what's specifically wrong with them. Very mysterious until he sent them to their grave. There are some cases like that. What of self-destruction? Many people are cursed until they will use their hands, no matter how, to destroy themselves. They will, when everything is okay for them, they will just go and lay. You see, haven't you seen many people that everything is going well with them and until they decided to go and take the second wife or the third wife? And the wife at home will say, is it not because I give you peace? Is it not because I supported you? Then that one can, because of that, enter witchcraft and they will, it's a curse. It's not that woman's fault. It's a curse that this one will must use his own hand to destroy himself. That is the reason why you see somebody doing well in a company and yet still go and steal until they send him to jail. And he spend the better part of his life or her life in jail. So it can be as a result of the curse of self-destruction. What about the curse of stagnancy or stagnation? That one is also, you know, rampant. Nothing is moving forward. Everything still is, stand like that. What about curse of, you know, backwardness? That is curse of defeat. Like I told you yesterday, there's some settings witchcraft would not go out without cursing someone. As at the same time, I told you that some warriors will never go to go and fight war, just like Goliath and Balak tried to curse the Israelite, and Goliath cursed David just to be able to defeat him. Can you see? To be able to defeat him. Thank God David was a child of God. That was the reason why that curse was not, you know, affecting anything in his life. So there is curse of defeat. You can be cursed to be defeated in life, in all spheres, in all spheres of life, in all spheres of life, you will be defeated. No matter how brilliant you think you are, that is what I call curse of affliction. That is curse of oppression and depression. That is curse of, you know, suicide. Suicide. They just think until they enter into depression and then see that there is nothing good in their life and they commit suicide. Until they commit suicide, the thing will not let them be. What of family discourse? That's some family. The discord there, they cannot be united until thy kingdom come. Because the family are scattered beyond, being reconciled. They cannot reconcile again. There are cases towards that. What of almost there but never be there? Yes, failure at the edge of breakthrough. Failure at the edge of success. What of disfavor? That is curse of disfavor, curse of hardship, curse of difficulties, curse of grief and sorrow. That is it. Like the life of Jabez. You see, the prayer of Jabez was, Lord, don't let it grieve me again, that I may not see sorrow in my life again. Yes, all through his life, he has been a sorrowful person. He has been grieved beyond, you know, being comforted by ordinary human being. No man can comfort him any longer. There was no joy in any phase of his life. Every aspect of his life was, you know, the fruit of every aspect of his life was grief and sorrow, grief and sorrow. If you want to change a diet, it's either, you know, grief, then sorrow, grief, pains all over. Pains all over. What about curse of confusion? What about errors and mistakes? It is blunder at all times. So yes, it's not that they don't know how to do that thing they know, but they will make mistakes. Especially, they make mistakes when it matters most. At the point where they need that to be recommended, or after they have been recommended, where they needed to prove that they are the best of the best, there will be blunder. There will be mistakes. It's not ordinary. What of wrong accusation? Wrong as accusation. Many people have been accused wrongly. Many people are languishing in jail. The other day, I think in America, I saw a man, after spending the better part of his life in jail for the crime he committed not, after 27 years, they cleared him. Imagine 27 good years of a young man's life. I think he was in his teen age, maybe 17 thereabout, when he was accused. Can't remember vividly again, but the better part of his life has been spent in jail already. Where will he start life again? And as I round up this morning, there is curse of misfortune. Some people, they can curse somebody for misfortune. He will never ever be so able to succeed in any way. Bow down your head, talk to God this morning. We are just to plead the blood of Jesus. Elisha said, bring me this cross and put salt therein. New cross. The new cross for you today is Jesus. The salt is the blood of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus upon your life. I plead the blood of Jesus against every form of curse. He has redeemed me from the curse of the law. So therefore, I plead the blood of Jesus this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. You can reach out to me through the email johnsonijulius@gmail.com or johnsonijulius@tableofgodsgrace.org. You can also reach out through the WhatsApp line or the Telegram. +233 202 749 915. Exploit this day in all ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing.